My name is Lonnie Messbarger, and I'm a forester by trade.
All right. This time of year, we see a lot of people going to the store to buy fake Christmas trees or going out and cutting down their own. We'd like to remind people that having a live Christmas tree is a very good option to have, but some people sometimes don't know how to take care of them or how to transition them from outside to inside and vice versa when Christmas is over. So can you tell us a little bit about that process today?
Well, basically, a live Christmas tree, you're digging out of the ground, and wherever you purchase that tree, you want to make sure that the root system is intact. Basically, you're going to be buying dirt and roots and tree. So it's going to, that kind of tree is pretty heavy, depending upon the size, but it comes automatically with a stand. It's going to, you know, if somebody shaved off the bottom to make the bald burlap shape, it'll sit pretty easy, but it will be heavy. Watering becomes problematic, because unless you've got a pot big enough to fit that root ball, it's going to be hard to keep the soil moist, which you want to do. But you don't want it to loosen. You want the soil to stay on the roots as much as possible. Okay. Then, oh, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask you, and now are there some things that people would, that you could keep in mind to try and help that soil to stay moist but not to have it completely drenched in water?
Yeah, like I say, it's problematic because usually in a house situation, you've got dehumidifiers, which kind of keep the humidity between 50 and 70%, which is fairly low. And so that's going to naturally want to dry out the soil. Sometimes what you can do is you can keep moist cloths around or burlap around the root ball to keep the actual dirt from drying out too much. What is kind of hard to do is actually do put it in a pot is actually to put too much water in there will actually soften the soil, and then it'll make it really hard to get out of the pot at a later time. So there's really no good, easy answer for keeping the root system of a live Christmas tree moist other than, you know, try not to keep it in the house any longer than you have to, and then keep wet material around it or moist material around it.
Okay.
Around the root ball.
Okay. And now, when it comes to transitioning the tree from outside weather and temperature to your inside, your warmer climates, and like you said, the drier air, is there a transitioning process that people should keep in mind?
Well, the biggest thing is just try not to keep it in the house any longer than you have to. You know, some folks like to put their trees up right after Thanksgiving and then take them down after Christmas, which is a fairly long period of time. And that just adds to the drying of the root system. And also, the general warm and dry conditions in the house will affect the top of the tree, the actual live part, the green part that you see. That'll cause the drier air in the house will cause the needles to lose a little bit of moisture. So the tree is going to be water-stressed when you're finished it as with a Christmas tree. So the best thing to do is to move it directly from your house out to where you want to plant it. Hopefully the ground will be thawed out. That can be a big problem this time of the year if the ground is frozen after Christmas, is actually getting a hole dug. But if you get a hole dug, go ahead and plant it at the proper depth and then give it a good watering when you put the soil back. You know, make sure it's watered in well. That'll help rebalance the moisture content of that tree. Even though it is wintertime, it does make a difference.
For people who would like to go with a live tree and instead of doing the fake or cutting down, what are some instructions that you would give them on choosing a tree?
Well, definitely choose one that's going to fit the room that you're going to have it in. You definitely don't want to get anything too big because of the root system is going to add a considerable amount of weight. And beyond that, you want to take a good look at the tree itself and make sure there's no, you know, nests or anything that might be in the tree, like a bird's nest or something like that, might introduce an animal into your house unattended. Because the tree is typically going to be outside at the time when you purchase it. And then you move it inside, it's going to warm up. And anything that's on that tree or in it is going to warm up as well. So small insects, small animals sometimes, not likely, but sometimes. So you just want to get a good check to make sure that there's nothing that you can see that's going to, you're going to bring into your house.
Okay. Now, what about if you have the tree in your home and it starts budding?
It shouldn't. You'd have to have that tree in the house for quite some time and have it watered adequately. And that's why it's really important to just keep it in the house just long enough to get the use out of it as a Christmas tree and then transition it back out. So, you know, I doubt it would bud out, but it can thaw out. And if it's really cold when you put it back out, it can refreeze the tree itself. So that can cause some issues with budding and needle development the next growing season. But I'm not an expert on that part as far as what could or what would happen normally, but I can imagine that could happen. There could be some issues.
Okay.
And you really can't control the temperature outside when you move it outside. And, you know, even if you put it in your garage, it still encounter the same or similar things. The only difference would be if the ground was frozen when you were done using the tree and you needed to do something with it. The ground's frozen, you may not be able to physically dig the hole. Then you need to transition it somewhere in an intermediate place. You don't want it in your house continuing to be dry. You want to kind of move it out where temperature's a little bit more basic, like a garage. It's about the best option in that scenario.
Okay. All right. Now, I know that obviously this is something that is going to take a few more steps and a little more effort than, you know, another tree, something that you cut down or that you buy. But is this something that you would suggest as a good idea to people for the holiday season?
Well, it's not a bad idea, especially if our folks are worried about, you know, the cutting of trees, or they don't like an artificial one. They like the natural part. The only thing is that the cost can be a factor. And then, do you really have a place to put the tree once you're done with it? Because most trees are used for Christmas trees or evergreens or pine trees. And those trees, even though they look small when you have them, they're going to be quite large at maturity. So if you lived in a town and you had a small yard, it'd be hard to have a live tree every year because you'd quickly run out of places to plant those live trees. And in that situation, a person might be better off either, if they want to continue to do that and they like it, is just donate the tree to a neighbor or somebody if they can find it. But if they run out of places to, you know, move the live tree to, then an artificial or a cut tree may be the best option where you can't actually do something with a live tree afterwards.
Very good.
And most cut tree farms are sustainably run in that each tree that they harvest, in order to stay in business, they plant a new tree in its place or one more. You know, it's a one-to-one or better ratio. So, you know, it's one of the things where a tree is cut and killed, but the tree is typically replaced and grown another one.
Very good. Now, for people who do have a real tree, but they do have it cut after the Christmas season, where would you tell them would be the best place to dispose of that tree at?
Well, some folks used to use them for fish habitat and ponds, and that still does work a little bit, but it's surprising how soon a pine tree will degrade and not be real useful for pond habitat, and that's probably about 2 years. But if a person can do that, you want to make sure and remove all the tinsel and all the ornaments, of course, and then put a weight on it and sink in the pond close to where you can fish. Beyond that, they can be used as brush piles for, like, rabbits and small animals out in the wild, so you can continuously put each tree on top of it year after year and make what we call a brush pile. And then what we typically do with it is, in order to get it out of the house easier, we usually remove all the limbs so we don't have to shove it through the door and needles fall off. And so basically you have a pile of limbs and a trunk. And the trunk can be just placed in a wooded area along with the limbs scattered. And that stuff will rot over time and turn into soil. I mean, the only exception would be is if you lived in town and it didn't really have a wooded area to do that with. Then it would become landfill material. Or a lot of communities, including St. Joe, have an option to recycle trees, and usually that means they're chipped into mulch material and either used as such or put through a process that rots it down into soil.
Very good.
And usually the communities that do that, they'll do that specifically right after Christmas to try to give homeowners in town a place to get rid of their cut Christmas trees without putting them in the landfill.